Support for this podcast comes from Frito-Lay and the 2023 Snack Bracket Championship. The Frito-Lay Snacker Challenge is underway, and fans are voting on their favorite snacks to crown champion. We're talking about primetime matchups between the best 64 snacks in the land. Will Ruffles Ridges reign supreme? Can Doritos defend their dynasty? Or will Smart Food use their smarts for a surprise upset? Only you can decide. Get in on all the action for a chance to win up to $1,000 or a year's worth of snacks. Let your snacks be heard. Just go to FritoLaySnackIt.SBNation.com to vote and enter for a chance to win. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends April 3rd, 2023. Void where prohibited. Year's worth of snacks awarded in the form of 52 coupons, each good for one bag of chips. See official rules at FritoLaySnackIt.SBNation.com.
At the end of the day, we have 97 people here, like I said, so it'll be completely fine. So we have no Paul. We have me. I'm Justin. We have Daniel. Daniel's always here. And we have, Dan, you introduce everybody else that's here because I want you to pick who you're going to introduce first. Because I love all these guys so much, I'm not going to pick one and introduce them first. Although I could just do it based on order of how they arrived.
I'll start with
people who are my family. That could be a way to do it. But Daniel, you go.
I'll start with Sam Goody. We got Sam Goody from the record store. He used to own it, and then it failed. It went bankrupt. But he's doing
now.
Right.
He's on Fanning the Flames. He's not doing that great, buddy.
Been a hell of a journey.
We got Boyd, who's like apparently shuttling kids places and shit. So that's cool. And then we got Nate. From fucking Singapore. He's from us. He's in Singapore via Australia.
That's it.
I think this is the most ethnically diverse Suns podcast in the history of Suns podcasts. We have a Australian Singaporean. Is that a word? Singaporean? Is that right? That can't be right. We have, I don't know what kind of diversity Boyd brings, but he has a bunch of kids. Can I paint a picture for, since we're still like are we the only like audio only podcast that exists like in the universe at this point? I think we might be.
And coast to coast.
Oh. Of course, but you know, you guys are going to do a live. Well, let's talk about that. Can we talk about your live podcast? Is coming up this Saturday night at the Deuce in downtown Phoenix from 5 to 7 p.m. Flex from Jersey and Daniel Duarte live and in the flesh. Let's talk about this, Dan.
Wow. It's quite the introduction. Yeah, I'm terrified now after that interaction. Fucking let people down and shit. Yeah, man, we're going to do the Deuce on Saturday, 5 to 7. I guess we're gonna do a live podcast, and we just wing our podcast. So, like, you know, I'm kind of interested to see how that's gonna go live. But we'll see, man. Should be a good time. Flex usually comes out here once or twice a year. He's supposed to come out here earlier, couldn't, but making the trip out here, and yeah, man, we're gonna link up and do that podcast live at the Deuce. And the Deuce is a really cool little venue. If you guys have never been there, I mean, if you've lived in Phoenix most of your life, you probably have, but if you haven't, it'd be a good little place to check us out, man. So if you guys want to support, come out, have some beers.
I'll be there.
Hang out.
I'll be there for what it's worth. If anybody's like, oh, coast to coast, I don't want to go see them. You can come see me and Paul. Paul's going to be there. Allegedly. And the Deuce is an awesome. We did, years ago when we first started our pod, we did like a Bright Side of the Sun meetup at the Deuce. It was a good time. And I think that was the last time I was there. So I'm looking forward to it.
If this place is so good, Justin, when Gav and I came over, why didn't you take us to this place instead of the...
Did I say it's so good? Okay. I'm going to address something. First of all, when Saul was on your guys' pod, he talked shit about JTs. First of all, fuck you guys for not defending me.
Yeah, and fuck Saul for that. That's a terrible fucking take, dude.
It was a terrible take.
I live in Buckeye. I drive all the way to fucking JTs for those wings. So if you don't think those wings are good,
outside in the Arizona heat eating them.
For people that don't know where Buckeye is, it's closer to LA than it is to JTs. That's my now Matt might say differently, but same difference. Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah. But that is why I haven't been to the Deuce in 6 years. That's why I didn't take you guys there.
At least it's still
open. Also the Deuce, Nate, I don't, same thing with Justin. I haven't been there in a bit, but the Deuce is, from what I've known, is more of like a weekend, like nightclub bar. It's not really like a let's go and hang out and like drink some beers and watch a game type deal. So our suggestions would have always been like Marley's or fucking JT's.
Yes.
You know, we had a big group of us at Marley's recently. That was a good time. You were not there. I just wanted to bring that up.
I wasn't.
Hey guys. Wait, no, you were there. Nate was not there. Like 2 weeks ago.
I have been there.
Remember, we watched this. What game did we watch? We watched the Suns game. I don't remember which one. Oh, it's because when Evan was in town, Coach Evan D.
Oh, that's right.
Like literally thinking, 2 weeks ago.
I kept thinking. I was picturing fucking what's it called? Downtown Marley's, and I was like, wait, when was I there 2 weeks ago?
Oh yeah, it's been a while. Well, not that long, but hey guys, so All-Star break is now over as we record because basketball is back tonight. Sam, it was not the Suns though, right? As you learned at 7:58 p.m.
Tragic. I really thought
imagine that pain. Yeah, Sam went through the day thinking the Suns were playing and then turned the TV on 2 minutes before the game was like, oh my god, that's tomorrow.
Dude, oh my god, that's amazing.
It's the Warriors Lakers, and I was so let down.
Can we talk about though, like that's how amazing. Great it is that his like obsession with the Suns is so strong that like he's fast forwarding time, hoping that they play sooner than they actually do.
Or he just has blinders on. He's just focused on the game. He's like, I don't give a fuck what I see the rest of the day. I'm focused on this 8 p.m. Fuck all these tweets about tomorrow.
Makes it actually maybe a good thing that it wasn't the first KD game, because you would have been even more upset. And I know, Nate, you're upset about the first KD game not happening tomorrow.
I am. Because Gav from Boyd's and mine, Aussie, gives a plug there, Aussie Suns fan podcast. Well, Gav's over here in Singapore at the moment, right? So we were going to try and do a pod around all the other pods. And we said, oh, fuck it, we'll just record during the third quarter. No one watches the third quarter anyway. And we were going to do the whole KD game and do like this goggle box thing, because that's really fucked up. So we thought that could be fun. And
do what? Games. Goggle box?
Oh, you're not familiar with this really, really bad show? It's a TV program of people watching TV, and the whole program is just their commentary of the garbage they're watching. It's tragically popular in Australia.
Can I tell kind of like a related personal story? So I'm going to. I don't know why I asked. So when I was in college, I won't give into the deep detail, but I had a summer job out in San Diego, and I might have gotten asked to not finish that summer job that summer. Not wanting to share that with my parents, I took out some cash from the bank, came back to Phoenix, and lived with my buddies for like 3 weeks. During that period of time, we had a party, and during the day, as we're kind of like, you know, pre-game and pre-party, just kind of hanging out, we just set up a video camera and recorded the couch, and we would just like sit there drinking, watch, and we played it during the party, and people were sitting there just watching this. No sound, no nothing, just us sitting on a couch. Mind-blowing, right?
That was the screensaver on the TV.
Dude, I tell you. It wasn't even, no, it was live. Like, we recorded for like 4 hours and just played. So maybe somebody that started that show was at that party, and perhaps we're all to blame. Never think about that. Obviously, you haven't thought about that because I just told you that story right now. So probably
thinking about it now.
I know. It's going to consume you. Okay, so Nate's unhappy about KD's start getting pushed back. Does anybody else really care? I mean, outside of the fact that, hey, we don't get to see KD don in the purple and orange or whatever, you know, black or white, whatever it might be, a little bit longer of a period of time. But at the end of the day, been out for a little bit, coming back from that MCL. Second game after the All-Star break is against the Bucks. I don't see why not ease them back in. A little Charlotte, Chicago. Who else do we have on the back end of that trip? I forgot one other team, I feel. But anyway.
Dan, your boy said it was going to be the Charlotte game, didn't he?
Yeah, that seems what – well, he Flex said it was Charlotte, and then Shams said that the same thing. And then everybody was like, well, maybe he'll play Sunday, like other people not named Shams or Flex. So I'm confused about that. But anyway, I think he's going to play on Wednesday against Charlotte. I think he's out. Obviously, he's out tomorrow. He's going to be out Sunday too. So
it's probably still hungover. It's still Star weekend.
Well, and also, I think Giannis is going to be out that Sunday game too. So it's like.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. So, I mean.
Have you guys watched the episode of My Next Interview, the David Letterman show on Netflix with KD?
No.
Oh, guys, you should. So I credit where credit's due. Recommendation came to me from John Bloom. He's like, dude, you got to see this. You got to watch. It's phenomenal. I watch it. It is phenomenal. I recommend you guys all watch it. I would go into discussion about it, but you guys haven't seen it, so that would be kind of pointless. The one thing I will say is I did not realize that KD was such a, how do I put this, pothead. Isn't this? Like, they're doing the interview and David Letterman's like, so do you smoke a lot? He goes, I'm hot right now. And David Letterman laughs and KD just stares at him. And I'm like, oh yeah, motherfucker's definitely high right now. It's fantastic. I wonder, like, do you think he plays high ever? Like, I'll say this. I know guys that have played golf at high levels, and dude, those dudes love being high when they play golf. Now I can't do that. It makes me. I think actually, Sam, was I playing with you when I almost killed? I think it was you, because I was smoking and playing, and I bladed one out of a bunker right at. I think it was you. Could have been somebody else. Was that you? Do you remember me ever almost killing you on a golf course?
Not on a golf course.
Oh, well, that's good. No, I almost killed you in other ways. I did not know that.
But, dude, your question. I think it does matter at least a little bit. We only have 24 games left. So every game.
No, I thought you meant the pothead thing. Okay.
No.
Gotcha. We're back here. Okay.
No, that's
something that's actually relevant. Gotcha.
I'm leaving it back because we only have 20. You said 23 games left.
22.
I think like
23.
However many games it is, like these guys do need some time to gel before the playoffs. Like I think their games they're all very unselfish players, so they'll be able to do it quicker than other superstars, but. They still want a little time to figure each other out, you know, on both ends of the court.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd say to that if it wasn't KD. Like, we're not talking about when we traded for Torrey Craig midseason a couple years ago before we traded for him again. And you're incorporating a player of that level that's going to, you know, have a specific role. I'm not saying there's no gelling required or anything like that in this circumstance, but it being KD makes me a little less concerned. But I hear you. Daniel, were you going to say something?
I get people's concerns, you know, with that, but I don't think they need 23 or 20 or 15 or even 10 games for that to happen. I think that a good solid, I don't know, 4 to 6, 7, 8 games. I mean, everybody knows the type of player Kevin Durant is. Everybody knows the type of player Devin Booker is. Chris Paul, he's just a floor general. Devin Booker's, Flex calls him a chameleon, right? Like he's always, he knows what, you know, he can blend in with anyone. And what the adjustment period with Chris Paul was what, about 15, 16 games or so? Like 16 games, they went 8-8 and then they went on that long win streak, right? So, you know, they just need some time, but I think, you know, they've all played together at some point. I don't know if that would count that with CP3. I don't even know. Actually, they might not have played together on that Olympic team. I don't know. Yeah, don't quote me on that.
They but KD did, right? And Book did. We know that much.
Well, KD and Book definitely did. We know that. But, I don't think it's going to take – I mean, I think it's going to be a real seamless transition then. So I'm not worried. The first five – I will say this. The first, like, 3 to 6 games – are going to look weird. And I can't wait for the fucking Suns Twitter reaction to that. Cause it's going to be awesome. But
such a meltdown, meltdown.
We gotta temper expectations. Cause I know it's KD, but we're not running the table the rest of the season. You know what I mean? There's still going to be ups and downs. But I mean, I think
that's one person's opinion.
Sure. Absolutely. But I will say this, that once they get on the floor together, it's going to be an upward trajectory. So as long as they peak during playoff time when it counts, awesome.
Boyd, what's the deal over there?
What?
I just wanted to see if Boyd was paying attention. I'm going to paint a picture again because we're audio only here. Boyd is sitting at his iPhone studio, of course, his mobile iPhone studio, with it wedged in some sort of way on his dashboard. I'm assuming sitting in his car on the pod. I love it. I love the commitment. That's what I love the most about it, Boyd.
Oh, mate. Yes, I am committed. And the reason I'm sort of perking my head up here, I'm looking in the rear view, just trying to see if the boy's waking up in the car seat there. And
Chuck looks asleep still.
He's going back to sleep. It looks like it's great. So, but guys, KD, man, Duarte, you're right. It's going to be seamless. And I don't think it's going to take all 22 games. I'd be happy with 10. I just think he's that good at playing what we already play right now. The only thing is that what I was looking forward to is that we've got a really green OKC team coming up, which he could really just not flex so much, and we wouldn't have to play in major minutes in a game like that and still get a comfortable win, I feel. Then we have a Milwaukee with no Giannis, which would be another nice game where we should get them right. Then it's the Hornets. So these are all games that I feel like we've got in the bag anyway. And you could just you can just slowly introduce him back in, whether it's, 20 minutes a night or whatever like that, but it's something. It's some sort of meshing, but look, I'm not upset about him not getting a full 22 games in before our playoffs.
Boy, you haven't predicted a loss since Brandon Knight was our point guard. Like,
good for him. I believe you said if you predict a loss, what's the point, right?
Mate, well, that's it. You're a fan. I'm a fan first. So I I've said this before as well. If I think we're going to lose the game, I fucking won't watch it. I'm watching every game, and I'm fist pumping every bucket every time we retake or take a lead. I'll go into every game. No, I mean, at the end of the day, they're all professionals, right? They're not. There's no bad basketball players out there. So, look, I think we're going to win every single one. And the day I stop, it will be the day I'll probably stop watching.
Exactly.
Yes.
If you think they're going to lose, what's the point? Right?
That's it.
So let me, and coming on the heels of Dan saying people should temper expectations, I will do the exact opposite. And this is the podcast of optimism, so I should. Does anybody else kind of feel like people are not recognizing how fucking amazing this team is going to be? Because, look, I mean, on the offensive side, dude, DeAndre Ayton suddenly becomes like our 3/4 option, basically. And you're talking, you got CP, you got Book, you got KD, you got DA. And then, well, here's the question. Who's that fifth starter going to be?
Who gives a shit?
Josh Okogie.
That's an excellent answer, because it could absolutely be fucking me and it wouldn't matter. And I love the Josh Okogie answer. Josh Okogie at this point in time for me has absolutely earned it. Particularly the way he's been playing as of late. And Dave King posted it earlier today, that last 4-game stretch before the All-Star break, J.O. averaged like 17 plus points a game on, I want to say, like 60% shooting. And then I looked up, what his shooting percentage was from three over that last 4-game stretch. And again, of course, it's a small sample size, but we also 45. Saw small sample sizes of Josh Okogie earlier this year shooting like 11%.
Boyd is all over this stat.
Boyd is 45%. Wrong. It's better.
Fuck. It's like the last four, it's like 46% or something, is it, for the last
56.
Few games?
56.
Yeah, right. Okay.
And he's making three a game. So it's not like he's like, hitting one and didn't hit any. You know what I mean? Early this year, when you watch Josh Okogie play, the bounce, the energy, the defense, the tenacity all around. You sit there and you go, dude, if this guy could shoot the fucking ball, my God. All of a sudden he can shoot the ball. Like, and maybe this is just a little, look, he's not going to shoot 55% for three all year, right? But if you tell me that Josh Okogie can suddenly become like even like a mid-30s shooter from three, dude.
Well, I've got him down. Justin, I've got him down. My start of the year prediction was him being a 40% three-point shooter. And he's, if he keeps going the way he's going, he's going to get there then some. Now, I also, he's last four games has been 56% or whatever. You realize his job's about to get a lot fucking easier. He's about to get a lot more open. Like, I mean, maybe not 56%, but maybe fucking 40, 42% isn't
because honestly, one double team and he's open.
Exactly. And Boyd, he's right now at 35% on the year. So, and I'm just, okay, I'll pull up really, really quickly his monthly splits. Let's see if I can find this. Yes. Okay. 3-point percentage Josh Okogie by month. October. Now, granted, that's, you know, I don't know, three games, four games, maybe more, but he only took two, but he was 0%. November, 0.083, 1 for 12. December, 30.6, 11 for 36. January, 37%, 10 for 27. And so far here, this month of February, 51.7% from three, 15 for 29.
Holy ball sack. That's
right.
Jesus.
I mean, if I'm doing this math right, that means in March, he should shoot 70% from three. Just if I'm ballpark. Don't let us down, J.O.
Wait, when do they actually end? Or when does the Dan Marley Hustle Award actually get announced? Is it end of the season? Or do they do it before the end of the season?
End of the season.
It's, if it's not, yeah, it's in the very least, it's towards the end of the season.
Better question is what's he going to average in June? What would that project out to? Because that's what I'm worried about.
98%.
Okay, I mean,
great finals run for JO. I mean, it's only over four games in the finals, but that's fine. Four wins, just for the record. So Dan and I clearly on the JO page with the fifth starter. Anybody disagree?
No, absolutely not. I think he's a shoo-in for the Dan Marley Hustle Award, and I think Dan Marley should get to pick our fifth starter.
Oh, I was wondering where I was like, we're not talking. Oh, I see where you went with that. And so, no contrarian.
I never go an episode without referencing Dan Marley in some way. So,
I can appreciate that. I can appreciate that.
I just want to say that fifth spot. Oh, sorry, Sam. You go, man.
No.
I was going to say, though, it's Josh Okogie. Now, if he goes cold again from three, you at least have Torrey Craig to slide in there, you know, a little bit bigger body as well. Yeah. But I hope, I mean, even if he, you know, stays at 35% for the rest of the season, which I hope he can do better, like, that's still Josh Okogie's spot unless his shooting just completely falls off.
And here's the thing is, like, even if J.O. is the J.O. shooter that we saw in the first 2 months of the season. Again, with that lineup around him, does it matter? Do we need him to be able to score? I mean, it's like put him in there as that pestering defender that's going to hustle and drive people nuts, because that's all he needs to do when he's surrounded by a group of starters. Like,
yeah, he's going to be the hustle guy.
Right. The Dan Marley hustle guy.
He's going to get those offensive rebounds when, you know, there's going to be two guys fight for a rebound. He's going to come out with it. And if he can hit a couple of threes in that time, great. But in all, you know, let's be real. Do they even need him to hit a couple of threes? Probably not, but it'd be nice, right? Can you imagine that? You get 6 points from Josh Okogie in the first quarter. And you got Kevin Durant, DeAndre Ayton, Devin Booker, and Chris Paul.
Remember, like, you know, like eight weeks ago when we were like 12th in the West and everybody was saying we should tank. I should say everybody, but it was the concept was floated, which
it was floated more than it should have.
Talk about a level of stupidity that is probably unparalleled. That is it.
You know what? I'd like to see Monty really fuck with the NBA and put the Aussie in as the fifth starter. even just for a couple of times, you know? Just to say we can do whatever the fuck we want, and we're still going to kick your ass.
Hey, can I present a hypothetical for the two Aussies, the two Aussie friends here?
Hypothetical.
Boy, I can't wait for this. I can't wait. Now, hey, let's keep your responses to ones that will not get us canceled, Jim. Please, I'm kidding. Say what you want, because I'll just cut it out anyway.
Also, this is just a question, by the way. I'm not saying if they should or shouldn't. But would you cut Jock Lindell if the Suns could bring in Rashawn Holmes?
No. And that's purely a passionate answer. That's a purely passionate response.
I was going to say it better be.
We're not bringing in Rashawn's. He's got like a bit of a rap sheet now, hasn't he? For being an unsavory type character.
No, not really.
You're living in the past, man. Let it go.
It was a roach.
No, it means us keeping Jock, Nate. So, there we go. Yeah, no, look, also Rashawn Holmes. He's older. He's probably not. How old is Rashawn Holmes? Is he?
No, he can't. He's not that old.
He's like 27. He's like 27.
Oh, well, Jock's about the same age, and I can't use that one either. Look, I'm still trying to think of reasons not to cut Jock.
Holmes 29.
There you go. I just want to see more guys come through the NBL end up on the Phoenix Suns. Yeah, we've got Torrey Craig and Jock Landale that have both come through the Aussie League, playing on the Suns.
Okay, who's the next Aussie coming from the NBL? Is that NBDL? Would you say it's NBL? The NBL. Who's the next Aussie coming from the NBL to the NBA? Give us a name. Give us some advanced scouting here, gentlemen.
I don't actually have the name because I haven't watched the season because I moved to Singapore.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that part.
But they have Larry Kesselman set up a program in the NBL where they take two guys that didn't go through college, like RJ Hampton did it. LaMelo did it, and they take two and they develop them for their gap year, basically, before they're eligible for the draft. So there's always two guys that are going to declare for the draft in the NBL every year. So the last one to break through and just kill it was obviously LaMelo. But players that just come up and go through, I think all the stars that are in the NBL at the moment are exports that have already lost their chance in the NBA. Or they're Aussies that are probably past the age where an NBA contract's going to come their way.
So you don't anticipate another Jock Lindale coming down the pike anytime soon, is what you're saying?
I tell you what, I'll pay more attention to the NBL YouTube channel next season because they're already up to the finals. Their finals starts in like 2 days. So there's some content for next year.
Gavin, you're welcome.
Well, you now have an international scout. You now have scout, mate. Fuck, eh?
What other podcast has an international scout? Now, we might not have any cap experts or any shit like that, but guess what? We got an international scout, right? What? Why is everybody why are you guys laughing?
That's
random suggestion. Great. So
well fucking done, Justin. Well fucking done.
Hey, so tell me what you guys are gonna, unless anybody has anything else they'd like to speak about. Here's what I want to talk about. Where do you guys think we're gonna finish? Did you guys see the article by chance? Anybody on Brightside that Dave did about the Suns finishing 16? If the Suns finish 16-6 for the remainder of the year, they got a good chance of making it to the 3 seed. You guys see that? No. Anyway.
How many
questions stands? 22 left.
How many games are we back off Denver?
8? That's a shot in the dark. Give me a second. Denver.
I think it's 9.
Dan, look what I found in Singapore, my man.
Oh, my man.
Is that Buffalo Trace?
That sure is. The unofficial. Official sponsor of Fanning the Flames.
There you go.
Yeah, 10 games back from Denver.
10 games back. Yeah.
We're half a game behind the Clippers, tied in the loss column with them. Three in the loss column behind Sacramento, and five in the loss column behind Memphis.
I don't even really need to know the Denver number. So that's a 10 game swing within the space of 22. Oh yeah, we can do that.
Wrong. We absolutely can.
I'll start paying attention to Denver, and I'll start. How do you say unbarracking, unrooting, un-tearing?
No, you know what?
You've never unrooted anything, Boyd.
I want Denver to get the one seed. I want Memphis to get the two seed, and I really want to fucking play Memphis in the fucking playoffs because I can't stand that goddamn team. But I want them in the playoffs, and we're gonna finish third.
I feel like Memphis is a team that is starting to garner a ton of hate, and justifiably so, from other team fan bases around the league. But
too many dickheads.
Not like the way the Suns do. People hate us, and maybe I'm biased, but it's because they're fucking jealous. They're just full of, as you so eloquently put, Nate, a bunch of dicks.
Yeah.
Like Jadu. He's fine in the West, and he also recognizes that a guy that literally just got signed to a two-way contract can't guard him. Good job, bro. You know what bothers me the most about Ja is how he, like, you guys hear about the whole, like, laser incident with his crew?
Yeah. Insane.
Go ahead, Sam.
No, I was going to say, can't keep hanging around that. No, but the story for the Oz didn't hear. I guess after one of the games, his boys and him were down in the parking garage, and some of his boys were talking shit to the opposing team that was on their way out of the stadium, and it got real heated, and somebody out of Jaws camp was, like, pointing lasers, trying to make it look like lasers on the points on the ends of guns at the other team bus.
Yeah. Well, and here's the thing I don't know that it was, I think they said that they were lasers, but I think the team realistically thought it was a weapon. And that was something I want to say. I heard it from, like, the security guard said, we believe that is absolutely a gun. So
it is America. So anything's possible.
What
city was it in? Because that could make
sure. Ja grew up in the fucking suburbs. Ja grew up, like, richer than me. Okay, like, no. And I'm not saying I grew up rich. I'm sorry. That was probably terrible to say.
It's a but modest part.
That was amazing.
I'm just saying, like, you know, Jod didn't grow up in a rough area, right? He didn't grow up poor. He grew up with money, man. And he's rolling around, like, acting. And I think Shannon Sharp was the one that said, kind of find him a little, not appealing to me a lot of times, but I think he made a great point. He's like, you can't be, and again, Shannon Sharp said this, something to this effect, like, you can't be acting like your hood like that when you're not, it's particularly when you're in the position that you're in, making the money that you are, and have the amount at risk if this kind of shit comes back and there's a backlash. Dude, how much does that dude have to lose? And he wants to roll around acting like he grew up and he's, you know, again, hood or whatever, when the reality is he's not. Like, it's insane to me. Like, dude.
You use the word reality. You got to remember these kids are 20-year-olds, right? I remember when I was 20, I was a fucking idiot. I did some dumb.
Yeah. Yes. But I'll say this. Yes.
I also wasn't earning millions of bucks to lose. So.
Exactly. And you didn't have a multi-million dollar team around you advising you otherwise. Like,
I promise you, man. I didn't want to lose that.
Well, and it's just the whole, like, the lack of authenticity. That kind of shit just bothers me. Self-awareness and authenticity are two things that I find to be the most important, right? In like any personal, like, relationship, anybody's personality
and life.
He's clearly missing the boat on both of those. So the point is, fuck the Grizzlies. I'm with you, Dan. I want to play them in the second round too.
That is a good point.
Hold on, Boyd. Real quick, did anybody hear Reggie Miller absolutely fucking jizz his pants when Triple J fucking blocked Embiid's dunk? Dude, I was uncomfortable. I was like, he was like, oh my god! And then he was like, he kept going, dude. And I was like, dude, relax, bro. It was a great play. Like, Jesus, Reggie Miller, that's some dignity, my man.
He irritates me. His commentary at the best of times is just cringy.
That is a lovely understatement. Irritates. That guy is the worst. I had a look up Dan's tweet because I didn't see it, but I saw your tweet. Reggie Miller just climaxed. Had to have. LOL. Climax is
was
is,
there a
is,
splash is emoji? A
fantastic. No, you missed the splash emoji. Dan missed the splash emoji. It's okay. Dan's probably not much of an emoji guy, just like he doesn't like chance and science and stuff. Well, not that you're wrong about not liking chance and science. I'm just saying.
And I'm trying to be better on Twitter. I'm trying to clean it up a little bit.
So that's why you cut out the splash emoji.
No, that's why I said climax. I would have said like jizzed or nutted or cummed.
Sky.
Did you use a thesaurus or did you just like think better?
Did you right click and like synonyms? Look at Daniel Duarte. Somebody put a leash on this man. What's going on? Now I don't have to edit pods as much anymore. That'd be great.
I just did all the fucking synonyms to fucking climax, so maybe you should. But
hey, while we are focusing on Dan, have you ever done a pod with Fallen Founder?
Like eight of them. Yes.
Have you done a video pod though? Like so for those listening, Dan is chugging away on a big cigar right now, and every time Fallen Founders come on the Aussie pod, he's always got a big cigar. I really is just watching these two on the screen, cigar off. Use a thesaurus for cigar.
Fuck yeah. No.
Bill Clinton.
That's where I was going. Right.
There's a topical joke that half of the people listening will not get because they were not born yet. But hey, here we are. Whatever. Fuck it.
Moral of the story.
Speaking of Jake, I was listening to your most recent Aussie Suns fans podcast. It took me so long to say that correctly. It's like my last name. But don't repeat it, please. Paul's not here. I'm safe. Okay. I love how Jake led with like how some podcasters might be losing steam towards the end of the season, so others might need to pick somebody like him up off the waiver wires, and then specifically reference Paul and only Paul. I was like, strong lead, bro, strong lead. I thought I would catch some shrapnel for the last time he was on with us, and I said something to the effect of maybe that's why you're the hottest free agent.
But, dude. I think we both at the same time were like, my guy, there's a reason.
I was like, the next day, Boyd just texted me that lie, and he was like laughing emojis. I'm like, oh. You know, I get a little, like, guys, look, it's all in love. If I'm not talking shit to you, then they probably do not like you. Just remember that.
But also, if you come in a pod and get butthurt, like, come on, dude.
I haven't
signed up.
Emotions don't have a place in Suns podcasting.
Not on Fanning the Flames, at least.
Fucking definitely not. Just happy emotions. Boyd, what's up, buddy? What were you going to say? How's Chuck doing back there? Still sleeping? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sleeping. Just for the record, too, like, Boyd's not, like, driving around on his phone podcasting. Like, he's parked. His son's just still sleeping in the car. I want to make sure Boyd doesn't get any trouble for any conduct in addition to words like can happen from time to time.
I don't think anybody even knew he was in his car, but you just added him. So now
I said that earlier.
Oh, okay. Well, no, then I said you added him twice. Then you added him twice.
I did. And I re-inned him though.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger. Feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
So, quick question on Jake. I haven't asked him directly, and I probably should, but he's like really, he keeps on going on about working on political campaigns and all that sort of shit. Is he a...
mentioned it once.
Is he a... And he talks like Trump. Is he a MAGA guy? Is he a Trump guy?
He absolutely is.
He is?
I feel like, hold on. First of all, I feel like...
I'm sorry.
You know, let Jake address that?
First of all, I'm totally fucking kidding.
Fuck. I like to think that I pick up on Dan's tone quite well, and I thought you were serious right there. Just for the record, I'm like, well, of all really? People who have been called a MAGA nut before, Daniel...
Yeah, Daniel.
No, but hey, honestly,
I think I'm going to totally run with fucking that. Kidding. I'm going to run with that.
No, Justin, you got to cut this out, man. Like, I was totally kidding.
And Dan, how do you think we feel in Aussie Suns land? We go live all the time now because Gav can't be past editing.
Oh, that's funny, dude. No, dude, I was kidding and then I was kidding. I'm not scared of him, like...
He has a good
sense of humor, so I'm sure he does.
And I have a good sense of what to cut out.
But
and
also,
I'm not worried
but,
about that one.
But also, like, he does a Trump impression.
I don't know the answer to that.
I don't
know. You don't know the answer.
The point of your question?
No, because I've just been wondering just recently, and just since.
Oh, hey, I'll text him. Boyd wants to know if you're mad.
I was a little bit racially insensitive on our last podcast, apparently, and it was all misconstrued. I tell you, and I was just wondering,
okay. I
got to
hear this.
Oh fuck!
I got
to hear it. For the record, boy, as a half Asian, I am not offended.
Thank you, sir.
Neither half of me is offended.
So I am because I often get confused for an Asian. I don't know why.
You do?
Well, I guess dude, you don't even think I'm Filipino, dude.
I feel like that's a less discerning. Those are less discerning eyes, right, Sam? Sam, you've got a good eye for Filipinos. I mean, you're in the family. You wouldn't say Dan looks Filipino, right?
I wouldn't say Dan Duarte looks Filipino.
I think Duarte looks Maori.
I think you got. I think Sam was like.
He looks Maori.
Maori.
Oh. I thought you said like Mary. Like there's something about Mary. I don't know. Is that it? Yeah, I thought maybe it was like. I thought it was an Australian thing.
Not hey, Filipino,
Boyd,
but maybe.
Boyd, take one compliment. Take one compliment off our last pod. That age old saying, I'm "You're high. Not relevant until you offend
you're
someone
too much."
So at least you're relevant, bro.
No, Sundress Dunks. I upset Sundress Dunks and a couple of other people. I basically my no cap section. I basically said that.
Hold on. Wait, are you going to repeat your said racial insensitivity on our podcast now?
Well, can you please? The challenge to get canceled.
I wasn't going
to
do that.
Yes. Yes. Because I want to know what you said. Because I have no idea what happened.
I basically said that. The celebrity game photo of that Asian celebrity basketball player where they did the comparison with a guy in the crowd and they just picked out any Asian from the crowd. I basically said for everyone to stop getting so fucking offended that it probably someone with a 20-second window to fucking find an Asian in the crowd, and that's the one he came up with. It wasn't necessarily a hateful thing that was done. And then basically I went on to say, And I know what they're all talking about because to me, all Asians look the same, all Mexicans look the same. And then I rounded it off with a and then I rounded it off with and all Polish cunts look the same.
Polish. Oh, so like, hold on, wait a minute. I was trying now I can truly say that I'm entirely not offended because I'm half Asian and half Polish. So there you go. Look, you're in the fucking
That's clear. Amazing, dude.
I'm in the clear. This is good. Hey, but no, but honestly, it's interpreted different from all people. And Sundress, mate, I am sorry. I meant that message that I sent you afterwards. I am sorry, buddy.
I think we can also recognize there's a little cultural like divide here because I mean you hear how often these guys use the C word, and I'm gonna say the C word just because I'm not on their pod, so I'm not comfortable saying it. It's that simple. But out there, it's apparently it's like calling someone a dick, pretty much. I'm just like, oh, dude, damn.
I love how every time I ask, can I, Justin just like goes over it because she's like, you know, motherfucker, that you cannot ask him, you have to ask Dave King. Actually, you know what? I don't have to ask anybody. Fuck you.
What's happened? Me?
Oh, did you?
Did I mention to you? Did I tell you guys, by the way?
That you missed
explained
it.
Like the
that went over regular. Sorry, yeah, dude.
I completely missed it. You're confusing me. Is Dan confusing anyone else but me? Is it just me? It could be just me. I wouldn't be surprised because, you know.
I'm just wondering if Sam changed room because of all the language. Because he's not got headphones on, I don't think.
No, I have headphones in. I did change rooms.
Can I one last thing on Boyd's topic? Here's my suggestion: is don't do that game in fucking Utah, right?
So Utahians are all racist, yeah?
Very racist, very white, except for Coach Evan.
Except for Coach Evan B.
Not a racist.
But also, I don't, dude. I think the worst part of that weekend was having fucking Karl Malone
everywhere. He's everywhere.
Like, what the fuck is going on, dude? Like, hold on. Even if you're like, let's pick the worst of the two, John Stockton or Karl Malone, you still pick John Stockton, guys. Like, what are you doing?
Well, hey. Now, with all this said, there's a lot of stuff that can be forgiven for the 80s and 90s classes for being insensitive about things, but Karl Malone is a different fucking bag of chips, right?
There's no gray area.
No. That was fucked up 50 years, fucked up 100 years ago, I feel. Fuck.
Did you see what he said when they asked him about it?
I just don't want to talk about that.
Dude, he's basically just like, oh, I'm just talking about like, you know, going like the present day and like going forward. I'm not here to talk about
that.
So whatever. And I was like, oh my God, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck. That's insane.
Does he live in Utah? Because I feel like all of that means he probably should, right?
Like, I feel like he has to.
He's the only place I'll accept him now.
Like, that's like, I don't think he can like live anywhere else. Like,
look, we all acknowledge that he's horribly offended even Australians. So clearly vile. Because
I mean, you know. I think that's where anybody who gets canceled goes to live, dude, is Utah.
But guys, the really concerning thing is, there had to be a fucking session about this at some stage. Where Adam Silver, sitting there with a HR guy, and he's saying, "Now, judges for the fucking this contest, this dunk contest, or whatever it was, who can we get? Karl Malone? He was a powerhouse, you know, really good in the post. Should we get? Is there any reason why? Well, there was that thing. There was that thing back in the early 90s."
Nobody remembers the 90s, right? No.
And then they go on to talk about said thing, and they're like, oh, no, that's cool. No, that's all right. We'll just keep fucking running with this. Meanwhile, we've just had a massive fucking inquisition into fucking Robert Sarver for for dacking people and doing all the other fucked up shit, but it's not even.
Let's celebrate Kamala and the 100%.
Way to bring it back to the Suns, Boyd, by bringing in Saba.
Hey.
We haven't mentioned the Phoenix Suns in about 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah, we've bounced through a lot of different shit. Like,
and this is why we run with the agenda.
So, and this is why we do not. So, the Suns are finishing where in the West, guys?
I'll say three or four. We've got to finish top four.
I'll say at least second. At least second, but I'm still holding out hope for first.
As well you should. Sam, you said three?
Finish third. Yeah, I want Memphis in that second.
It is an audio pod, so yeah.
Justin, I want to change my answer.
Oh, go ahead.
I'll change it to number one, and I will put a question back on you guys. Do you see us losing another game, like with a Durant-led offense?
Well, I'll let somebody that might say no go with that one. Sam, you've been, I feel like, the quietest on this episode.
I haven't had anywhere to jump in. And I don't know. We might lose a game, too.
Look at Sam with his manners waiting to jump in. You just go, bro. Like I just did.
Maybe even like three or four, and it's fine. We could lose games in the regular season. And then as long as they're peaking by the playoffs, who cares what happens?
And I know that's okay, but can you circle any particular game and then think about our big fucking four, you know, given that they play the rest of the games or after KD joins the mix? Can you circle any game and say, oh, that's going to be tough because
we'll
of
AB? Be every game. The other big games that we have this year, I know we play Milwaukee in Phoenix in a couple weeks. I don't know if we play. Do we play Denver again? Do we play?
So we've got Boston. We'll start from like after that road trip. When we come back, the first game back from the. Well, actually, let's step right before that. The last game of that road trip that we're going to go on after the game tomorrow night is at the Mavs. That'll be interesting. And you got OKC, you got the Kings, we got at the Warriors, we've got Bucks at home, like you said, Dan, is that you, Dan? We got the 76ers at home, and then we have the Nuggets at home season finale. Mm. And there are other games there too, but they're all a bunch of bullshit. We also, though, have to remember, even when KD does come onto the team, starts actually playing, I don't think those guys are going to play every game the rest of the year by design.
Yeah. Look, and I will agree with that.
Is that a rest thing, or is that more of a throw off the scouting thing? Assuming that he's just a scout now.
I'd say it's more of a load management thing.
Right.
And you know what? Did you see the Blazers rested Dame and oh, what's his name? Six man Giannis? Came from Detroit. No.
Oh, Jeremy Grant.
Jeremy Grant.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. They rested them tonight. The first game after the All-Star break. How is that okay? Like, up an injury.
I mean, dude, that's rough. Especially like Dame played like, I mean, he had the game-winning like hoop in the like the All-Star game is a joke. I get that, but like, if you can do all the fucking All-Star festivities and win the three-point contest, like, you should be able to play the first fucking game back after the break. Like,
right?
Why? Because you got home late, really, dude? Fucking when? Like, Jesus.
What's Jeremy Grant's excuse?
He got. Hey,
this
home
seems
late.
Like a really good segue for me. Well, when we're talking about load management, I'm going to have to go manage some of my load at the moment.
Whoa.
He's going to get the thesaurus, Dan.
He's going to go manage his load.
Thank you, Nate. Thank you for hopping on, dude. Mid-afternoon.
I got to go.
Go back to work and drinking.
He's going to go take care of that heavy.
No, seriously, thanks. It was a fun little chat. Have fun editing. Everything me and Boyd said out of it. Appreciate
really editing shit. Take care, brother. I'll talk to you probably in a few hours. Later, buddy.
Later, buddy.
So, boy, does the term load mean the same thing in Australia as it does in America?
It does. It does. And here's the thing. He's not lying. That cunt over there in Singapore is hitting up every single fucking brothel he can get his fucking in his little black book. He's smashing beers all the time and smashing hookers just as hard. I'm telling you. He's fucking, wow. He's into it, that guy.
He's living the dream, huh?
He's living a life.
Do I ask him if he wants me to cut that out of the pod or? I don't know.
No, he's cool.
Let's move on.
No, he's cool.
Okay. I don't know what kind of how taboo that is in Australia or not, I guess. Maybe what I'm
Australia, shit. It's normal.
Singapore. Oh, yeah. Wait, he's in Singapore, too.
And yeah, he's even more prevalent there.
Ooh, good word, thesaurus. All right, boys. So what else do we want to talk about? Anything? Dude, gotta have something.
Dude.
What?
Dude. Yeah, Kevin fucking Durant.
This is true.
How much fucking money are we going to lose fucking parlaying Kevin Durant with other shit? All he knows Kevin Durant with.
You don't have him in any of your multis anymore. You fucking leave him out and you bank on that fifth man, whoever you think it's going to be, because his markets are going. His markets, whoever gets that fifth man role, he's going to be the wild card, and it's going to be fucking, the markets are going to be massive.
Hey, you're just going to tag him.
Hey, Dan, first KD game. We're building a parlay starting with JO 5-3s. Boom, let's go.
Let's fucking go, dude. JO 5-3s.
Hey, let's talk about something.
JO triple double, dude.
I don't know about that.
That's aggressive.
Although
he was like only like six assists away from one like once.
Does aggressive over there mean stupid?
That was a joke, by the way. Six assists away.
Yeah, I know.
Synonyms. I was going to say, you guys talk about something. So I'm going to see if any of our fabulous bets from tonight are making us any. Oh, games are. Are games?
Let me ask a question.
Oh no, our bets are fucked. They're gone. Our bets are.
Son of a bitch.
No.
We're playing okay. OKC.
Still
tomorrow,
ask a question,
right?
We are.
We're playing OKC tomorrow. Do we see Darius Bazley? He hasn't been cut yet. I thought maybe he'd get cut for someone on the waiver wire for a buyout, but it may not happen. Is this the perfect revenge game for Darius Bazley coming up, where Durant's not there? We might give him some burn.
I mean, the answer to me would be yes. Sam, you should speak though. Go ahead.
No, I hope we're up by 30 and he gets to play the whole fourth quarter.
And that's kind of so. What did you guys, when we traded for Bazley, did you expect him to come in and kind of be like basically that end of the bench less kind of guy? Or did you expect him? Because I was actually kind of surprised they haven't played him yet, because he was available, right? He just didn't play.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
we have a lot of wings ahead of him, you know?
Yeah.
We got Terrence Ross and TJ Warren and, you know, obviously the starters. So yeah, I think we have more depth there than people are giving us credit for.
Right. Yeah. And my thing with Bazley is, I think what they wanted to do, and I could be totally wrong here, was, I mean, they essentially traded Dario Saric for his spot on the bench went from him to a very, very much more athletic, younger, longer wing. So essentially, they just kind of upgraded that spot. I mean, I didn't think he was going to come in and be a rotational piece. I thought he's more of a developmental guy, honestly.
And kind of like a spot guy. Well, but remember, like, he played well when he played. He played a year with CP in OKC, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, no, 100%, which I think is that, I mean, familiarity a little bit too, but I'm not saying he's not going to play at all, but I think that's more of a longer term piece maybe.
And that trade also saved them like $20 million or something like that
when you look at 18 million.
Right. And not just that, essentially you turn an expiring contract into something that could potentially turn into something. So I think that's just like a good business move.
No, I agree. I just thought because it's OKC, and it's a game that he'd be more likely to get up for, I guess, because they traded us.
I would absolutely love to see it. Well, same question then. Dario's still in OKC, right? They didn't, like, ship him off anywhere?
I think he's still there.
So maybe we get a Dario revenge game.
Oh, dude, I would actually kind of love that.
You know what?
You know what?
Here's what I'll say. Man buns stick together, so...
I'll say this because, dude, the fucking meltdown on Twitter is going to be epic if that happens. We should have fucking told Dario. Basically, didn't even play tonight. Can you not fucking hear it?
It will be great. It will be great.
They were like, and we gave up a second round pick. What the fuck?
I want to see Darius Basley, D'ing up Dario Saric. And then both have revenge games on each other and just fucking
go. There you go.
All game.
I'll take it. Hey, Dan, make note for the parlay tomorrow night.
Yes. Dude, they just go ISO one-on-one, all fourth quarter back and forth. Can you imagine that?
Hey, just like everybody else just clears out. Oh, great. Like the All-Star game all over again. Which, did you guys actually watch the All-Star game?
Hey, remember that little parlay I sent you? And of course, LeBron James fucking got hurt or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That sucked because that would have paid me nicely. I put a nice chunk of change that.
Was that the only one that didn't hit on that one?
We didn't hit any on All-Star because we also had Ja and Luka over 40 points combined. And I think they had like three.
Ja, you're going to be a douche. Dude. In every other situation, and you're not going to be all douchey and score a bunch of points in the All-Star game.
Yeah. And then, how did we not see, I feel like player to score over 50 points is, like, our type of fucking bet. How do we not see that shit and, like, load up on it?
That's a good question. And also, one thing I was very disappointed with in myself afterwards was they changed the trophy this year, the MVP trophy, the Kobe, right? This year is the first year it's in his namesake, isn't it?
No, it's been a couple years.
Fuck. Because I was like, Tatum going crazy would make sense. But here's what I'll say is my logic would still apply if I was wrong about the years, and I still would have been right. So still disappointed in myself.
With your parlays over there, this is a stupid fucking name for a
it is. It's a really bad name.
It's so hoity-toity and fucking just silly sounding. But anyway, you guys get to bet. Can you bet on anything you want? Because our markets over here with our bookies, they're a little bit you only get to sort of bet on like half the squad. You can only pick assists for a certain select
group
of players. Same thing here.
Have you guys got everyone?
No, they don't open up for everybody. That'd be so
fuck. They do, but they open it like 2 minutes before game time. Like, and if
but even then, that's like
to catch it.
And that's like, but that's like opening up and adding like Damian Lee, not like
yeah.
I mean,
yeah. Like you'll never be able to like bet five Josh Kobe threes here. Like that would never happen.
Yeah, I say that. Yeah, say it's the same address.
I think the most last time was three.
Dude,
remember when we missed Damian Lee by 1-3 and he played 2 minutes in the second half? That sucked.
Oh my god. He played and he played like 3 minutes in the first half and made one. And I'm like, okay, we're good, it's fine, whatever. And he played nothing. And that's
and it was wide open.
That was the one I was saying we missed by 1-3, and it was that was the one that was paying like $8,000, wasn't it? Something like that.
Yeah.
Motherfucker. Hey, can we not talk about that anymore? I want to step back.
Have a punters club over there?
What?
A punters club.
Punters club?
The fuck is that?
A group of mates get together and pool money and bet together.
That's called Saturday night, buddy. What are you talking about?
No,
we don't have anything like Dude, people over here are not that cool, like, to be able to do that. Because, like, there would always be, like, some type of fucking...
oh, shit.
Some type of fucking altercation in the end if you did
that. We actually have it. We have it in our app. You can actually... Could you put money on your app, right? We have Ladbrokes Bet with Mates. And you basically, everyone from their own accounts, they just link up for one pot of money. And you take turns in betting. And it's just, as soon as you get a win, it automatically disperses into everyone's account. It's really kind of cool.
Sick, actually. That's like our family, but it's just...
Yeah, we just text bets back and forth to each other because you can on FanDuel, after you place a bet, you can hit share bet and you can text it and it texts the link to the other person and they just click it and it loads the bet for them. That's what we do.
Oh, man. Okay.
Hey, Sam, are you interested in joining the Family Bets group chat? Because
we've won one really good bet.
Dude, here's what I'll say.
Hold on. We won that one really good bet and we landed Kevin Durant the same night.
We did. And Justin, I got my and Phoenix Justin Suns license plate that day.
And Justin didn't know that we not just landed Kevin Durant, but also he won that bet until the next morning, which made it even sweeter.
I woke up the next morning and I had $1,000 and we had Kevin Durant. It was fantastic. Dude, and you know what's funny about – so that night, I remember I was sitting on the couch and I'm like – maybe we should record tonight, but I had been in a depot all day and I was like, you know, I'm fucking tired. I'm going to go to bed. And of course, like when that Kevin Durant news broke, that's like prime Fan of the Flames recording hour right there. Like we would have been in the middle of it, or maybe not yet started because it was like 11.
We were supposed to record that night too.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, okay. Even worse. We had it scheduled and I probably canceled because I was gassed.
I texted you and you didn't text back. I was supposed to call you.
The funniest part about it was because I passed out on the couch. He's got fucking high as fuck. And I passed out for like 30 minutes. And in that 30 minutes, Kevin Durant broke. I had like 4 missed calls from Flex. I had like 30 text messages from like buddies and shit. And I had a text message from our group chat. And I look at it. And it's Paul. There's no fuck. And he's like, there's no fucking way I'm the only one that's awake for this shit.
Dude, that was poetic. No, I woke up the next morning. I had like 50 alerts on my phone. And I was like, the fuck? And I woke up early too. I woke up at like 5 that morning. And I looked at my phone. I'm like, oh. And then I saw it. And I was very awake at that point.
Is Flex still getting fucked up, like time wise, and is he just the busiest man on the planet right now?
He's gonna be tomorrow when he flies in because he's doing a couple shows with like some local peeps here. So yeah, man. I mean, it just depends, man. If it's busy, he's usually because people always think, oh, how busy can you get? Like I think about it, like dude, like I Justin, like when me, you and Paul are just texting about like bullshit that's going on, like we like easily lose 2-3 hours there. Like, could you imagine if you're actually trying, like if we're actually giving each other like information that's like valuable, I guess.
Substantive.
If you're actually being constructive.
Right. Like that shit'll fucking consume you, dude. So, and he's like, this is not a slight at all. Flex is from Jersey. Like they talk different out there. They fucking interact differently. Justin, you were fucking out there, dude. Like, you know how that shit goes. Like, and you guys can hear, you know, Flex on our pod. Like he's like, it's barbershop talk basically. And that's kind of how he operates, man. So yeah, he's been busy. Like I'm excited for him to come out here. Cause I haven't seen him since the finals. So, that's going to be fun, man.
Dude, it's been that long, huh? That's right. Dude, yeah, I mean, I hadn't seen him since then, but I saw him out in New York. That was, yeah. Me, him, and Bloom. It's a lot of talking going on between the three of us. A lot of talking.
I bet.
I want to circle back on one topic and then probably wrap up here. So we talked about the fifth starter. We paid zero attention to TJ Warren. Does he have a case for that?
No.
Yes.
Zero.
Yes.
Boy, go on. Good
defense.
Now, and I say that, and I said this on my last pod as well. I think it's just going to be situational. I think there's going to be nights when TJ gets that nod. There's going to be nights when Okogie gets it, or maybe Torrey Craig. I think it's just going to be a night to night decision based on, you know, the matchups. Honestly, that's what I think. So I think you will see TJ Warren in that starting position, maybe for up to a third of the games remaining, maybe six or seven of them.
That'll be interesting. I would have said TJ like 2 weeks ago, like if Josh Okogie had been doing what he's been doing recently. I mean, I feel like that's just impossible to ignore. But I wanted to raise it because I felt, in the very least, it's disrespectful to not at least acknowledge that TJ Warren could theoretically be there. Because, I mean, if J.O. Let me ask you guys this then, I guess. Does is your J.O. choice based on primarily like what was more recent performance, or is it still kind of just the defensive tenacity aspect? Okay. Dan's nodding his head. Yes, for
yeah,
you can't see him, which is literally everyone but the three of us.
Like the reason why I was so dismissive of TJ Warren is because TJ Warren is a solid player off the bench. He'd be a solid starter for, I don't know, 75% of the league. Mm-hmm. But you have Chris Paul, Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, and DeAndre Ayton. I would much rather give that last starting position to somebody a little bit more defensive oriented. Josh Okogie absolutely fits that bill. I like Torrey Craig. He's had a rough fucking month, but I still, you know, he's been solid all year before that. So
Torrey Craig will win us the game in the playoffs. He's something that he does is going to win us the game in the playoffs.
I guarantee you.
He's going to have one of those games where it's like a Torrey Craig game that without that performance, we don't win the game.
Yeah, it's like a Tim Thomas type deal, a three, a rebound, something like that. But
I saw in New York also, Tim Thomas.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, he's like a big Knicks like guy. Like he was on the court right there wearing looking very sharp in all white tracksuit.
Dude, he's one of my favorite. That's one of my favorite Suns playoff moments ever, man. That three,
a corner three.
Oh my god!
There was a miss. There was a miss before it, right? And we got an offensive rebound,
and it was back to him, and he pump faked it, and then he positioned himself on the. Oh fucking god, damn it!
I can't wait to see Kevin Durant play.
Anyway, Torrey Craig, he's not gonna have to. He's not gonna worry about knocking down shots and have to worry about any type of offensive role. Rebound, play solid defense, and you know, once in a while, if you have an open shot, take it and hit it, man. Like so either way, Okogie, Craig, you know, if they want to play, you know, we'll see. I don't think it matters that much. I think as far as situational goes, I think as far as like the type of, if we play like a bigger team, it's probably Torrey Craig. If it's like somebody that's like smaller, it's probably Josh Okogie, but that's what I would expect, man. But if a Okogie can just like take that position and run with it, do it, dude. Like some consistency would be good too.
Okay, boys, let's wrap this episode of Fan in the Flames up here. I will give each of you a little bit of time for any final thoughts. How about you first, Samuel? I've been saying Daniel. I can't believe I haven't said Samuel. Like almost rhymes. It's like a slant rhyme.
Two final thoughts. I was at the Clippers game right before All-Star break. And goddamn, every time I looked over and just saw Kevin Durant sitting on the Suns bench, it made me smile. It just made me smile. Like, you have Kevin Durant. Like, it's goddamn.
Oh, great.
And then my other takeaway from that game.
Hey, we've come a long way since B minus Clay Thompson.
There it is. I was waiting for a reference.
Sorry, my other takeaway from that game. Short arms.
Moving on. Oh, really?
What's that? Short arms. Terrence Ross, short arms.
You know, in NBA 2K, that makes you a better shooter. Like when you're building your player,
you'll notice it next time. Terrence Ross has noticeably short arms.
Well, this is why Kevin Durant's such a fucking freak, dude. Like,
dude. That guy, the length is just ridiculous.
He's essentially 7 feet tall.
I think he is. He's noticeably taller than DA.
Oh.
Noticeably.
Noticeably.
Yeah, I'm from the top rope.
Okay, so the final thoughts are going off the track. So, Daniel, final thoughts.
I'm excited, man. This is going to be fucking fun. God damn it, dude. If they could pull this off this year, it's going to be amazing. Come out Saturday night, guys. Love to see you guys out there. I guess we're going to record we're just going to wing it, man. Like, that's how we do it, and we'll figure it out.
I'm going to throw so much stuff at you. It's going to be awesome.
Please don't do that.
I know I won't. That would be inappropriate. Boyd, do you or Chuck have any final thoughts?
Look, yes, I do.
Dude, that kid is out.
I'm so happy that DA gets to be the fourth fiddle and just get his 12 shots, be super efficient, and not everyone hang him out to dry, because he's going to be treated a lot better by our fan base now. I'm really happy for that guy. Look, you can catch me, guys, at Buds83, and the outro song by Park and Main at parkandmain.com. Go catch up with them, guys. They're an awesome band. Planes Over Oceans, it used to be. It's not anymore. It's now Park Main, guys. So parkmain.com. Get with them.
I'm going to tell my cousin Tony that she did that for him. He's going to love it. He'll probably be like, wait, you're still using our song? And I'll be like, yeah, bro, I know. It's been like 65 years.
Where's the
years.
Fucking royalties?
That's the way we roll. That's the way we roll, royalties. You can have some of my SB Nation check that is stopping soon, that I still have a pile.
I'll take it.
And you can find me. I don't have any final thoughts. I talk way too fucking much as it is. And I'm not going to lie, gummies are hitting me kind of hard right now. I'm at SosasJ. You can find me on Twitter there. And you can find the pod at FanTheFlamesNBA. Go ahead, Dan.
At DanDuarte1, I was going to say follow the pod at FanTheFlames and at FanTheFlamesNBA. Also follow my other podcast at CoastCoastPod1 and follow Flex from Jersey, even though he probably has more followers than all of us. So that's a move.
No, I actually happened to be looking at his profile today. 22,000 followers. I finally passed 1,000. I was very proud of myself. I did a little shameless groveling for it. Not really my style, but I don't know. I was in a mood. What can I say?
I don't even think I'm like at 1,000. I don't even think I'm close, but.
Yeah, you're not catching any Flex's shrapnel, hey, huh?
Like, hey, Flex, can I get like 10%, bro? Shit.
Wait, Sam, Flex, where are you at on Twitter, mate?
I deleted it most of the time. I don't have it right now, but when I'm back, it's at Sam Good.
At Sam Good. I'm usually, pretty sure I was following you.
I usually pop in just to comment on one of Dan's posts, and then Justin comments on my comment, and then I delete Twitter again a few days later.
Fuck it off.
he comes in, stirs the pot.
Should we give the Aussie Suns fans a shout out?
Of course.
What is it at Aussie Suns fan?
I'll fucking fans? Know.
I don't fucking know. Anyway, there's an Aussie Suns fans podcast. Follow that if you
want. DM Boyd and ask him. He'll look it up if you really want to know. Look, I'll say this. If they're listening to this, they probably listen to you guys. I think we might appeal to the same type of listener for one reason or another, whatever that might be. But at any rate, speaking of listeners, we appreciate you all. We love you all. Like, I truly, truly do love everybody out there. I love all of Suns Twitter. I love every Suns fan. I love Kevin Durant. And I can't wait to walk down town in fucking July when it's 124 degrees out. Be happier than I've ever been. No, you're not putting a leash on me, Daniel. That's not happening on this podcast. That's not happening ever. We love you all. Thank you for listening, depending on when you listen. Have yourself a good morning, good afternoon, stop rubbing your eyes like that, or a good evening.
would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger. Feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.